Is a daf samech gimel. So we got to the let's begin the bottom of samech beis and mebeis. The Gemara been talking about the shchut echutz some dinim. We get late to shchut echutz. So the Gemara actually mechusar zman really. Now we're going to talk about shchut echutz and hagrala and that which is mechusar hagrala. So Gemara says last four lines of samech beis and mebeis. Amar Ravina hashad amar Rav Chista. Now that Rav Chista says that mechusar hagrala is k'mechusar ma'isa dami. Yesterday we learned that if the hagrala wasn't performed, it's as if the carbon was missing a ma'isa. It was missing an essential ma'isa, and it's k'mechusar ma'isa dami. So ha damer of Yehuda amar Shmuel shlamim sheshachtan kodem sheniftechu delasas ahechal psulim. There's a din we're about to bring a pasuk that if you shecht shlamim and it was before the doors of the heichal, the doors of the Beis Mikdash were open, it's pasul. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'shachtu pesach ol moed, you shecht it while the ol moed is open, bizman shu pasuach, v'lo bizman shu nol. The shechita of the shlamim must take place when the doors are open and not when they are shut. So that's called mechusar ma'isa. Just look at Rashi before you turn the page. Rashi says, the last one on the page here, hadam ha-shmuel, u'mechusar psicha, k'mechusar ma'isa dami, that which is lacking the door being open, it's like mechusar ma'isa. And Afa Gav points out Rashi, the la ma'isa begufan shel shlamim hu, even though it's not a ma'isa on the actual carbon, like hagrola was on the seir. The psichas delasos is not on the animal itself. Nonetheless, rahol behen nemar, since it says in the pasuk, it connects the shechita of the shlamim to that of psichas delasos, it's kimaisa begufan. It's considered as if it's a maisa that's intrinsic, even though it's not physically on the shlamim, it's intrinsic to the carbon of the shlamim. So that's the klal. And based on this, the Gemara says on the top of Samech Gimel now, therefore one who shechtan bechutz, if one shecht the shlamim bechutz, which is a violation of shchut echutz, kodem sheniftechu delasos ahechal, prior to the doors of the Mishkan opening up, he's pater. My time, mechusar psicha k'mechusar ma'isa damim. The opening of the door is like missing a ma'isa. So the only time a person's chayv shchut echutz is if the only thing missing is that you shechted the animal outside and not inside, that's when shchut echutz is applicable. But if it's missing a ma'isa, for example, the shnei siyim, there was no hagrola yet, and you shechted the goat outside, since it's mechusar grala, hagrola, it's mechusar ma'isa, so too, mechusar delasos, psichas delasos, is mechusar ma'isa, and one would be exempt from shechting the shlamim buchot. That's the klal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umi islay the Rav Chista hoyo. So this statement we just said was based on the statement of Rav Chista. Does Rav Chista really hold of hoyo? So what's hoyo in this case? How do we view hoyo? So Rashi just explains to the top line here. Umi islay the Rav Chista hoyo. L'chai val karban she'en aroy l'shem. Mash hufresh bifnim. V'shachtu b'chutz, the name of the chai mishim hol v'roi l'shem karbon acher. So does Rav Chista really say, based on what we saw yesterday, that you could shecht an animal outside, and even though, since it's roi to be another karbon, right, since the shneis irim is roi to be the sar b'chutz, so therefore, you're chai v'shchut echutz. So that's a hole, that's like a jump. So does he really hold of this jump, the ability to change from one karbon, the sar l'shem, to the sar nasa b'chutz? Do you really jump such a way? Umi islay Rav Chista hoil. V'hamer Rav Chista Pesach sheshachtu. This is going to be a little confusing now. A Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz b'shari mos hashana l'shmo pater. If you shecht the carbon Pesach any time of the year, not Pesach, but any other day of the year, l'shmo, l'shem Pesach, it's pater. Because it's not right to bring Pesach on a day like today. Shelo l'shmo, if it's shelo l'shmo, which is means it's really not for Pesach, it's for Shlomim, Shalol Shmo of a Pesach is Shlomim, then one is Chayiv, because it is right to bring a carbon Shlomim today. So the Gemara says, Taima de Shalol Shmo, only because he brought it Shalol Shmo, L'shem Shlomim, in other words, is he Chayiv for Shechling B'chutz, Hostama, if he just did Stam, he didn't say L'shmo, or he didn't say Shalol Shmo, Stama L'shmo. The Stam Pesach is always L'shmo, even though it's Gimel Tamas. Who pater? He's pater on such a carbon. Vamai, why is he pater? Lema hol v'roy shelo l'shmo b'fnim. So why is he pater in a stam case, a stam Pesach on today? So why is he pater? Shouldn't he be chayv? Because it's roy, it's hol v'roy shelo l'shmo. Because it is roy. Had it been done for shlamim inside, it would have been roy. So shouldn't we say hol there? Just like Rav Chista says hol that tzar l'shem could be tzar l'anasa v'chutz. We should say a Pesach today that stam could be roy for shlamim, and you should be chayv. And the Gemara says it's a difference between the shnei seirim. Why? Hachi hashta hasim over there bayakira hailo bayakira. When it comes to the carbon, so look at the Pesach to shlamim that requires an akira. But the Shnei Seirim, if it's Sar Lashem versus Sar Nasa B'chutz, they're both Chatos. Doesn't require Shema Kira. Maybe a different type of Chatas, but it's under the same rubric of a Chatas. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says two narrow lines down. Baya Kira Eino Roy B'fnim L'shlamim Elam Kein Akar Shem Pesach Mimenu B'shchitaso. Right now, this carbon to Pesach. For me to change from the Pesach to a Shlamim, I need to be Oker the Shem Pesach and change it to a Shlamim. That's already a big leap. That's not called Roy. That's not called fit for inside. As long as I did not uproot the name. However, this case of a Sar Lashem that was shechted outside could have been also Sar Nasa B'chutz. Hi lo bayakira. Afa pisha lachu l'shem sayer hanasa b'finim. Even though you bought the goat for the purpose of l'sar l'ashem, zechatas v'zechatas. To use it for sar hanasa b'chutz, that's a different type of carbon, but they're both a chatas. This a chatas, that's a chatas, and shneim shavim b'shmo sehen, and you don't require an akira, so that's why their hoel does work, so the jump isn't so big, but the hoel here doesn't work because the jump is a big from the fact that you need a akira. So Gemara then says, exactly, that's what it sounds like. That sounds like a maisa, right? So then the Gemara says, Rabba bar Shimi masni la b'di Rabba. He learned this whole back and forth in the name of Rabba. The kashle the Rabba had a steer within Rabba. Mishana kiddushin and gave the same answer, the same exact shak v'tara, but just Rabba was the one behind this, not Rav Chista. Okay. So the Gemara then says, ki also Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in Bavel in the names of Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach. You shecht the car in Pesach any day of the year, like today, Gimel Tammuz, let's say. Bein l'shmo, bein shelo l'shmo. Whether it was l'shem Pesach, whether it was shelo l'shmo, which is l'shem shlamim, you're potter in either case. So why is that? So then the Gemara says further, Amar Rav Dimi, Amrisa l'shmaisa kamid Rav Yirmiya. I went over the sugya in front of Rav Yirmiya. Bishma, I understand l'shmo. Why, if I shecht on Gimel Tammuz today, the car in Pesach, l'shmo l'shem car in Pesach, you're potter. It's not Roy to bring in the base of Mikdash because it's Gimel Tammuz, it's not Yudal Nisan. But to bring a car in Pesach today, Shelo L'shmo, which means it's L'shem Shlomim, it is Roy inside. So if you shechted B'chutz, shouldn't you be Chayiv? Amai. Why is that the case? Ha'chazi, Shelo L'shmo B'fnim. Is it not Roy if it's Shelo L'shmo, which means Shlomim, isn't it Roy B'fnim? So Gemara says, Amar Li, he explained to me, Akiras Chutz, Lav Shmi Akira. To change something from a Pesach to a Shlamim, an Akira is necessary, but that Akira must take place inside. That Shelo L'shmo must be inside, but if it takes place outside, for some reason that Akira doesn't work. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Akiras Chutz, Akiras Shem, Bishchitas Chutz, Lo Shem Akira. That's not called an Akira when the Akira takes place outside. Im Hichshe Akos Pesach, B'shari Mos Hashana B'Shlamim. The Torah allows a Pesach to become a Shlamim the rest of the year. But it's only true lo hichshiru ela bifnim if this all took place inside the Beis HaMikdash ubakir Hashem. Aval b'chutz, if this took place outside the switching of the shemos, the olam shemalav retained its shem Pesach, and that's why its shchut echutz of such a carbon would be pat. So then the Gemara says that was all when Rav Dimi came back. Now kiyaser Rabin and Rav Dimi always came back from Beret Yisrael. I don't know if it was multiple times or they came back once with all these different quotations from different sugyas, but now Rabin, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted from Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said as follows, Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz, b'shari mos hashana, the rest of the year, if you shechtu karim Pesach, like today in Gimel Tammuz, bein l'shmo, bein shelo l'shmo chayiv. He says the complete opposite, that one's chayiv, l'shmo and shelo l'shmo. So this requires hesber. V'afil l'shmo, I understand Pesach Shelo L'shmo, which means Pesach L'shlamim today, why you're chayiv v'shulichutz, because the Shlamim is right inside. But Pesach L'shmo, Pesach L'shem Pesach on Gimel Tammuz, you're chayiv v'shulichutz, it's not right b'fnim. So the Gemara asks the question, v'afil l'shmo? That's not, the Mishnah tells us that mechusar zman, so if it's something mechusar zman, and Karban Pesach on Gimel Tammuz is very much mechusar zman, it's 6 months away, more than 6 months away, so if that's mechusar zman, so we're going to learn from the Mishnah that which mechusar zman is putter from Shchut Eichutz. The Mishnah says, V'atnan, the Mishnah Masech HaZvachim teaches us that mechusar zman, bein begufo, bein bebailum, whether the mechusar zman is the guf of the animal, let's say the animal, you only can bring an animal when it's after 8 days old. Under 8 days old, you can't bring it. That's mechusar zman on a guf of the bema. And if it's in the Baal, we can see an example of a person's Tameh, and he's not yet Tahor, that's Mechusar Zman in the Baal. So if it's a Mechusar Zman Bebailim, Hazav, Vazav, Vayoledes, Vamatorah, all these are considered Mechusar Zman because they're not yet Tahor. So the Gemara says, Shekrivu, if they brought the carbon chatasam, vashamam, b'chutz peturin. Because they're not roy, you can't bring inside. The chatas, the ashram doesn't go inside. It's shchudei chutz, that which is in a roy. As opposed to oloseyin, vishalmeyim, b'chutz chayavim. Because in ol and ishlamim, they actually can bring, even though they're tamei, they could bring it inside. They could send it as a nadav if they want it, even when a person's tamei. But when a person's tamei, you can't bring your carbon chatas or ashram. That doesn't work when you're tamei. So there's a chilik between chatas and ashram versus an ol and ishlamim. And the Gemara says further on this, V'amar Rav Chilkia bar Tuvi lo shanu ela l'shmo. This is all only true that the Ashem b'chutz, when it's pater farm, if it's l'shmo. About shelo l'shmo, it's actually chayiv. So just look at Rashi to explain, fill in some of the gaps here. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, last two narrow lines, Amar Rav Chilkia. Lo shanu, the Ashem b'chutz is m'chutz's man b'baylim pater, ela l'shmo. When you want to bring it l'shem ashem, it's not roy. The ain't a roy l'shmo b'fnim because since the individual is still tamei, the ashem is not roy. About shelo l'shmo, if you bring the ashem l'shem some other carbon, kigon l'shem ola, o l'shem shlomim, your chayiv shekain roy l'fnim kiyot b'fnim. A tamei person can send an ola, he can send the shlomim inside. So that's the chilek. So now, given this chilek, the Gemara says, wait a second, l'shmo mia pater. So, but if he brings the Asham, l'shmo, l'shem Asham, he's pater of shchut echutz. Am I? Why is that the case? Shouldn't we say, neima ho v'ru'uyin shelo l'shmo b'fnim? So since the, since the Asham is right to be brought as an ola or shlamim, isn't that enough of a ho'il to say you're chayiv? Just like above, we said, a Pesach that shechted bein l'shmo, bein shelo l'shmo, you're chayiv. So, how come we're saying in this case is not the situation here? Again, the question was, we said a Pesach l'shmo is chayiv. Why is it chayiv? Because similarly, hol v'shelo l'shmo is a shlamim, it's acceptable. So here as well, shouldn't we say, why is an asham pater by shchut echutz? Shouldn't we say hol v'roy shelo l'shmo, if for some other carbon is acceptable? So by Pesach, we are able to anticipate as a shlamim, so too by an asham, we should be able to anticipate it can be used for a shlamim as well. What's the difference between the Pesach and the asham? And so the Gemara says the following distinction is true. Hachi hashta hasam bayakira. There, by the case of the asham, to transfer it to a shlamim requires an akira. You need to do something. If you had done the akira and you brought it as a shlamim, okay, you'd be chayiv shchudei chutz. If you didn't do the akira, we can't make the jump. You need an akira from an asham to transfer to a shlamim. As opposed to hacha, a pesach, you don't need to actually transfer. It doesn't require an akira. There's a din. Pesach b'shari mos hashana becomes as a default, it automatically turns into a shlamim ninu and does not require an akira. So that's why Pesach all year long, even if I do l'shmo, it's naturally, organically going to become a shlamim, so that's considered enough of a ho'il to be chayiv shchudei chutz. As opposed to an asham, to transfer to a shlamim requires an akira, so one will be pater, we would not apply ho'il in that case. So comes along now Rav Ashi masni chayiv Kidamrinan. Rav Ashi just taught that whole discussion when Ravin came back. You're chayiv of a Pesach, bein l'shmo, bein shelo l'shmo, but Rav Yirmiya, midifti masi pater, he says you're pater both in l'shmo cases and shelo l'shmo cases. Why? Because he held that kesaver Pesach, b'shayim mos hashana, by akira. He said against what we just said. No, a Pesach does require an akira to a shlamim. It does not organically turn into a shlamim. And that akira, furthermore, the akira is chutz lo shmei akira. The akira must take place inside, not outside. And therefore, a Pesach, the shmo, the rest of the year is pater. It requires an akira, and that akira must take place inside. So even a Pesach, shelo l'shmo, where you actually did the akira, since that akira took place b'chutz, that's not called an akira. That's how he understood that it's a pater in both cases. And this is all pliga, the Rav Chilkia bar Tuvi, the argument of Chilkia, who says that Pesach does not require an akira. So let me explain that. The two different machlokas in here. Number one is, does a Pesach to a shlamim require an akira or not? It's organically. And even if it does require an akira, does that akira must take place anywhere? It can take place anywhere. Or must it take place only b'fnim, but b'chutz, the akira wouldn't actually work. So these are the two basic nekudos that come from this discussion. So Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here. Amar Mar, we said above the other day, yesterday, Mishi Higril Alein, Chayv Al Shem, Upater al shel azazel. You have shnei seirim. You've done the hagrala. You know which one's l'ashem. You know which one is l'azazel. So if one goes ahead and shechs the sar l'ashem b'chutz, he's chayv karis, it's shchut echutz. But one shechs, the sar lazazel, which is no longer that point after agrella, it's no longer roi for the inside, it's meant to be thrown off the cliff, that one would be pather, because that's not roi la pesach al moed. So Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanim, it says in the pasuk, this is the source of shchut echot, it says, ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor o chesev o eiz b'machana, o yishchat michutz l'machana, he shechs it outside the machana, ve'al pesach al moed, lo evi, who does not bring it to the karban, to the beis HaMikdash, the mishkan, l'akriv karban l'Hashem, that is the source, and the pasuk goes on to say, v'nichas ha'ish ahu me'akera amo, he's chayv akar. So this is the pasuk. So we're going to darshan the pasuk now. So Gemara says on Amud Beis now, e karban, had it just said the pasuk, that a karban must be brought as a shchut echot, that's when chiv shchut echot kicks in. I would have thought Shemayani afilu kache bedek abayis, even bedek abayis, which is something that you've dedicated the monetary value. This table, I could be makdish as bedek abayis, not as an actual animal. It's not an animal, it's a table. I would think if a person did something with that bedek abayis, or maybe an animal that's a balmum, that could only be a bedek abayis, can't be used as a karbam, maybe that too should be subject to shchut echutz. Afilu kache bedek abayis, says the Gemara. Shenikru karbam, that's also called a karbam. Like it says in the pasuk, v'nikrav es karbon Hashem, and that's referring to an animal as a bedek abayis only, which again, bedek abayis means that the animal cannot be brought as a behema, as a karbon, because it's a ba'mum. So a makdish, that animal that's a ba'mum, it's at best kedushas damim. It's called bedek abayis. The money will be used towards the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that too, if I shechted such an animal, that should be subject to shchut echutz, tamilomar ve'al pesach olamoed lohiviu. It was not brought to the Pesach Al Moed, which implies only that which is kolaroi the Pesach Al Moed, chayv alav. Only an animal that could have been a karbon, that does not have a mum, can be chayv on shechting outside, b'chutz. But kol she'ein roi the Pesach Al Moed, that which cannot be brought as a karbon, such as an animal that's a ba mum, ain chayav imalava, b'chutz. So even though bedek abayis might be called a karbon, since the pasuk elaborates and says v'al pesach al moed, it's only an animal that's a roi for a karbon, not that which is a not roi for a karbon. So then the Gemara says, okay, going further, the Gemara says otzi elu shen ruin le pesach al moed. I am going to exclude these karbonos, the karbon bedek abayis, although it's called a karbon, it's not brought as a karbon and therefore exempt from shchut echutz. V'lo, but I won't exclude otis parsachatas, which Rashi removes to the girsa. Parsachatas, Rashi says, lo otis parsachatas, Rashi says around 10 lines down, lo garsin, this is not part of the girsa, shaf hi ein ru'i lavo lo almoid. The parsachatas is not brought in the almoid, it's on har mishcha. So he removes this girsa. So back inside the Gemara, so let's read it as v'lo otis, the next word, soyer mishaleach shiroi lavo al pesach almoid. I'm not going to exclude that, because that once upon a time was roi. We did the hagrala on the sar lazazel. You did a vidoy on the sar lazazel. Granted, eventually we're throwing it out off the cliff. It's not going to go in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was in the Beis HaMikdash at some point. So maybe that should not be excluded. And if one shechted the sar lazazel b'chutz, one should be chayiv shchut echutz because it's a karbon, it's a roi l'bifnim. So Gemara says no. Atam alomar lashem. What does word out lashem teach us? Mi shem yuchadim l'Hashem, that which is exclusive to Hashem, lahotzi es elu shein miyuchadim l'Hashem. That the sayer lazazel is not miyuchad l'Hashem. It's right to the lazazel, whatever that means exactly. Ramban talks about Torah, it's referring to somehow feeding the sitra achra. Whatever that Indian is a deep Indian, the whole sayer mishaleach, but certainly not called miyuchadim l'Hashem, and therefore if one shechs it b'chutz, it's excluded, it's pater from kar. So that's the whole back and forth. So Gemara now says, so now what we see that the word Lashem comes to exclude the Sar Lazazel from Shchut Echutz. So Gemara says, is this a correct drasha? Is that the limud? Is Lashem always coming Lahotihu? It's coming to exclude something? Or Minu? We have a different context now where the word Lashem is coming to include something. What's this context here? The Pasuk says, Yeratzeh. We need to understand the whole Pasuk here. The Pasuk is telling us that Shur Chesef O'ez Ki Yivaled, when it's born, V'yash Shivas Yamim Tachazimo, it's within 7 days, U'meyom Hashmini, from the 8th day, V'hala, and on, Yeratzeh L'Karban Isha L'Hashem, that you have to wait 8 days from the day an animal is born for it to be roi as a karban. So Gemara Darshans, Yeratzeh L'Karban Isha L'Hashem, Elu Ishim, to tell me that you should not put it on the fire of the Mizbeach until 8 days pass. How do I know you should not be makdish even such an animal? One is, don't bring it as a carbon. But maybe I can be makdish it and wait a few days until it becomes 8 days old. Minayin shaliach dishenu mechuser zman. Even with mechuser zman under 8 days, you should not even be makdishim. Tamalomar karban lashem lerabos sar mishalech, to include even sar mishalech. Karbon. That tells me that the moment Mishas Hikdishu, says Rashi, carbon. I can't be Makdish as a carbon under 8 days. What's the word Lashem tell me? Lirabos Sarya Mishalech, that Sarya Mishalech is also subject to this din, that you cannot have a Sarya Mishalech under 8 days old. So here the word Lashem includes the Sarya Mishalech, but earlier by Shechut Echotz, Lashem excluded the Sarya Mishalech. So how do you categorize the Sarya Mishalech? Is it Lashem or is it Einu Lashem? Which one is it? And Amar Rava, Rava comes along and explains, he says, Hosam min yana dekra, v'hacha min yana dekra. We have to understand the context of each of these parshios. Hosam over there, del Pesach l'rabos, where the word el Pesach is coming to include something, including certain karbanos. So then, Lashem's going to do the opposite, it's going to lehotzi, to exclude. Hacha, where the word de'isha is coming lehotzi, to exclude certain, karbanos, animals cannot be brought as a karban. So Lashem is doing the reverse, l'rabos. Now, depending on what the previous word was doing, was it coming to include or coming to exclude, the Lashem is coming to do the reverse of this. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hasim over there, the El Pesach l'rabos, Sar Mishalech. The El Pesach is coming to include Sar Mishalech because that was Roy Bifnim. You did the Hagrola on the Sar Mishalech. You did the Vido on Sar Mishalech. The Lo Mimait, may El Pesach, it's not excluded from El Pesach El Moed. It was Roy for Pesach El Moed. Sharei Roy Lavo El Pesach. So therefore, Lashem must be coming lehotzi asa, coming to exclude it. However, here, the next Rashi, Hacha de'isha mashma lehotzi, comes to exclude Sar Mishalech, which is not going on the karbon. So you would assume that Sar Lazazel is not subject to Mechus Esman, because it's not roi for Isha Lashem. So Lashem comes to do the verse and include it into the world of Mechus Esman. Excellent. Now the Gemara says as follows. So Taima de Rabbi Rachmana. We only know this din, that the Sar Lazazel is subject to Mechuser Zman based on the word Lashem. We include it in the halachas of Mechuser Zman. Ha, lo Rabbi, had we not included in the pasuk, Habamina would have thought the Sar Mishalech Kadosh b'Mechuser Zman. You could use a 7-day-old animal, let's say, for the Sar Mishalech. So you need a pasuk to tell me it doesn't work. So ask his Gemara, why do you need a pasuk? We know, even without the pasuk, that you cannot bring a Sar Mishalech that's under 8 days old. Why not? So I'll say outside first. Because both Shnei Seirim, before Agrola, must be right. Each one of them should be right for the Sar Lashem. We don't know which one's going to be. So they both have to be 8 days old, because maybe this one will be, maybe that one will be. Forget the pasuk of Lashem. Even without the pasuk, the Agrola must be on two animals that are individually right for the carbon. That's the Gemara. V'ha ein ha-goral koveya ela b'roi Lashem. The goral only works if both of the Shnei Seirim, each of them, are roi for the karbon, which means that they have to be 8 days old. So why do you need a pasuk of Lashem to tell me that Sar Lazazel is included in the halachas? It already is included from this very din of Ein HaGora Koveya El B'Roi Lashem. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hamani, who is the author, who is the one who needs Lashem to be included? That's telling me Chanan HaMitzri. Who's Chanan HaMitzri? The Tanya, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afilu Dam B'Kos, maybe chavero umizav gitlo. So let's say you shechted the carbon of the Lashem. You've ready the hagrola. So you know this one's Sar Lazazel, this one's Sar Lashem. You go ahead and you shech the Sar Lashem, you have all the blood, and now the Sar Mishalech drops dead. So what do you do at this point? So now all you have to do is just find another one, find the replacement. So this replacement, Sar Lazazel, one might have thought, since you're not doing hagrola again, you don't need to have it to be 8 days old. It's not a carbon. So maybe you could bring a 3-day-old animal, that could be the Sar Lazazel. So that's where Lashem tells me, no, even that backup, Sar Lazazel, it's not going through hagrola, but it's a backup, that too requires to be over 8 days old. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, where are we? Rashi says, Chanan HaMitzri, he around 10 narrow lines up. Less the hagrola. There's no additional hagrola once you misha higrel. Once you did it once, umeis echam, and one of them dies, you don't need to do another hagrola. Hilkach kishemeis sar mishalech. When that animal that was supposed to be sent off dies too early, umevi acha, you bring a replacement. Shloba hagrola. You don't need a hagrola. Just find another goat. Hutrach lelame. We need to teach me min amikra the pasuk above shlo yavi mechus esman. That new sar mishalech does not need to come. If it was the original Sar Mishalech, the two Shei Seirim standing in front of you, that's Pasha, you need them to both be Roy for Lashem. But the one that comes as a replacement without the Agrala, that's the Chiddush according to Chanan HaMitzri. So Gemara says, wait a second. Did we ever see anywhere clearly that Chanan HaMitzri does not require Hagrala? So Gemara says, Eimar d'shmasle l'chanan HaMitzri d'lesle d'chuyim. All we can learn from Chanan HaMitzri is that the blood that's in the cup of Sar Lashem, even though its counterpart, the Sar Lazazel, died, we don't say, oh, the dam of the Sar Lashem is also a puzzle and throw it away. We could still use that dam, it still works. But d'lesle Hagrala mishmasle, did he ever say that the new Sar that comes in doesn't require Hagrala first? Maybe Dilma, Maisi, Magriel, there's an opinion out there that says, when you need to find the replacement, don't find one goat, take two new goats, do a new Hagrala, the Sar Lazazel is a new replacement, the Sar Lashem goes out and grazes in the field. Maybe he does require Hagrala, and of course, if you need another Hagrala, both it must be Roy above age. So we have no Raya, the Chan HaMitzri could bring a backup Sar Lazazel without Hagrala. So Gemara says, you're right, it's not him. We have a different Tana who's very clear that you don't need Hagrala. I mean, Chanan HaMitzri might hold there's no need for Hagrala. We just don't have a proof. There's no Raya that he holds that way. Ella says, Amar of Yosef, Hamani, who is this? It's Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya, Meis Echamhem. If one of them dies after doing the initial Hagrala, maybe Chavero, Shelo Hagrala, you could bring a backup Sar Lazazel without a need for a further Hagrala. Divi Rabbi Shimon. So the Chiddush is that backup Sar Lazazel, which it does not go through Hagrala, it also requires to be above age of 8 days old, based on the Pasuk of Lashem. That's his understanding. So now the Gemara brings one final explanation of when you would not need Hagrala, and therefore Lashem tells me, nonetheless, the animal, the Sar Lazazel, must be above age. Ravina Amar, Kagon Shehumam V'chilo Al Acher. Let's say the Sar Lazazel develop some mum. You did Hagrala, strange case, but you know, you did Hagrala properly, and then somehow between the Hagrala and throwing it off the cliff, it develops some mum. So now it's possible, but it has the Kedusha of the Sar Lazazel. What do? You can mechal the Kedushas Sar Lazazel onto a new Sayer. So that new Sayer doesn't go through Hagrala, but you have to still make sure it's above 8 days old. That's what we're talking about here. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains that, how do you know, the who said that a Sar Lazazel is subject to the Lachas of Mum? I understand a Sar Lashem and all Karbanos on the Mizbeach, that certainly is a subject to the Lachas of Mumim. But Sar Lazazel is getting thrown off the cliff, that's subject to a Baal Mum? The Gemara says, yes. The Tanya, the Brisa, quotes from the Pesukim. It says, V'isha lo titnu mehem. So just reading the whole context here to appreciate this is Parshas Emor, which talks about all the different Mumim. It says, Averes, O Shavur, O Charet, O Yabelas, O Garav. These are lists of all different types of Mumim. O Yalefes, lo sakrivu elu Lashem, V'isha lo titnu mehem amizbeach Lashem. Don't bring it to carbon, and from the fire, don't bring them either. So what's the Joshua? Again, V'isha lo titnu mehem, the fire. On the fire, one should not place these bali mumim, elu chalavim, it's referring to the fat of the bali mum, don't put on the fire. Ein li'ala kulin, I only know, don't put the entire animal, the entire chalavim on the animal, on the mizbeach. How do I know miktsasim minayin? Even if part of, let's say a little bit of the chalav of such an animal, how do I know you're subject to an isser there as well? Tamalor mehem, even some of the chalavim of a bali mum is also subject to this isser. Mizbeach, zuzrikas damim, don't even sprinkle the blood of a baal mum on the mizbeach. Lashem is l'rabos ser mishalech, that the ser mishalech is also subject to a mum. So now what happens is, this case, according to Ravina, we now establish that Sar Lazazel is subject to a mum. If it gets a mum after it's already been, after the hagrala, you just mechal into another sayer. That sayer, the basin above, Lashem tells me the mechusas man applies to Sar Lazazel as well, and you have to make sure that that replacement one is above 8 days old. So now the Gemara says, how do you know, why do you need, rather, both a din that the Sar Lazazel has the din of mumim and also has the din of mechusas man? Why have both? Maybe they should one should teach the other. So the Gemara says, "V'itzrach, you need to tell me lemichtav bal mum that the bal mum itzrach lemichtav mechusas man. You need to teach both separately that they apply to the Sar Lazazel. Why? Because the kasserach mana mechusas man had to be taught that the din of mechusas man applies to Sar Lazazel." Mishum de lamatis mana, because it's not old enough yet. Does that make sense? Of abamum de matis mana, aim alone, but abamum, which is already above age, so maybe the abamum shouldn't apply, because that's all we care about is this man. Kamashman, the abamum applies to Sar Lazazel as well. But vi kasarachman at the Torah just said balmum, mishum de matis, abamum is disgusting, it's unacceptable, it's inappropriate to bring such an animal as a carbon. Mechuzizman is not a moth. It's not disgusting. It's not a roi. So maybe that could be tolerated by for a Sar Lazazel. Amalo, maybe it's not subject to this din. Tzricha, tell me that that too is subject to the halacha. So let's quickly recap. we start by saying about this din of the carbon shlamim must be shechted when the psichas dlasses are open. If you shechted it when it's not open, so it's pasul. And if one were to shecht it shchut echutz, so then it would actually be pater because it's missing mechusar maisa. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, does Rav Chisda really hold of hoyel? And we said, ended without going through the details of pesach lishmo, shelo lishmo, back and forth. So we had the two basic concepts to learn from without going into the greater details. Pesach to shlomim, does that require an akira? Or it doesn't require akira, it's organic. And even if it does require akira, does that akira take place wherever you want or must be inside, but akira chutz does not actually work. And then we spoke about, at the end, once you do the hagrala, the sar l'Hashem is subject to shchut echutz, but sar l'Azazel is no longer subject to shchut echutz. And then we said that l'Hashem comes to exclude the sar l'Azazel. That's the source that we know it's not part of shchut echutz, because l'Hashem, as opposed to sar l'Azazel, which is not miyuchadim l'Hashem. But then we said by mechuzer zman, the word l'Hashem includes sar l'Azazel to mechuzer zman. So Gemara says a different context. Sometimes l'Hashem comes to include, sometimes it comes to exclude, depending on the previous discussion. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, why do you need a special pasuk to include the sar l'Azazel to mechuzer zman? We already know that the goral must be on shnei sirim that are both roy for carbon, which means they're both, neither one of them, are mechuzer zman. So what's l'Hashem coming to add that we don't already know from this din of a goral in a koveya ela b'roy lem? So Gemara said it must be either Chanan HaMitzri, and the Gemara concluded it must have been Rabbi Shimon, that says if the sar l'Azazel dies, you could bring a backup sar l'Azazel without the hagrala. That backup one, even though there's a hagrala, still must be above 8 days old. That's what the pasuk l'Hashem comes to teach me. Ravina says no, a different example, not that he argues, but just gives a different example, that if the sar l'Azazel develops a mum, you machal onto a backup animal, that backup animal must be also above 8 days old. And then we brought a proof that how do we know that sar l'Azazel is subject to the din of a mumim? Because the pasuk says l'Hashem to include it in the world of Baimum. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.